Welcome to Rethink, a podcast on the future of the skilled nursing industry. I'm Jack Silverstein of Skilled Nursing News, and joining me today is Morris Isaacson, Executive Vice President for Marketing and Sales at Empion, human capital management platform for healthcare with SNFs in mind. Their platform has over 630,000 users, and in this interview, Morris and I discuss some of the top insights from that wealth of data, including this big number. More than 20% of skilled nursing labor hours now come from agency staff. Morris also shares insights on seasonal hiring trends, fallout from the government shutdown, and gives his own predictions for 2026. Please join us. One show note, if you subscribe to the podcast directly through SoundCloud, a change that we've recently made in our infrastructure could affect your subscription. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage you to subscribe through a podcast player such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Now, on to our show. Morris, thanks again so much for joining us. For listeners who aren't familiar, please give us a quick overview of Empion and the unique role that you play in the skilled nursing space.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So Empion is a leading workforce and human capital management platform designed specifically for the healthcare and skilled nursing industry. With over 20 years of experience supporting some of the largest SNF organizations in the U.S., we provide a suite of administrative tools, everything from hiring and onboarding to payroll, nurse scheduling, HR, to reporting and compliance tools.
Absolutely. Excellent. Thank you so much. With that said, let's go a little bit deeper. And first of all, how many users does Empion currently serve?
So there are about 650,000 active users on the platform today. I would say well more than 10% of the entire skilled nursing industry is using Empion's platform.
That's amazing. With that said, how is Empion helping skilled nursing providers and post-acute employers navigate today's workforce volatility and all of its compliance challenges?
That's a great question. So at Empion, we think of ourselves as the strategic workforce command center for skilled nursing and post-acute providers. All those tools I mentioned, like HR, payroll, and nurse scheduling, Empion's platform unifies everything. You get a full 360 life cycle, and that gives employers real-time visibility into the workforce trends and compliance metrics that they need. You mentioned workforce volatility, and I think that's exactly right. With labor costs rising and regulation shifting, having a single source of truth rather than, say, like a patchwork of systems, or even worse, there are still facilities who do onboarding and scheduling with pen and paper and Google Docs. An integrated system that's designed for the complexity of skilled nursing enables providers to respond quickly and make smarter decisions that protect both the care quality and the bottom line.
Fantastic. You mentioned that huge group of platform users, and I know that Empion recently analyzed anonymous data from its platform of employers, primarily in skilled nursing. What are some of the most surprising or impactful trends that you're seeing in workforce behavior today?
Sure. So we actually have a report coming out next quarter analyzing that anonymized data on our platform, but I can pull out some of the highlights for you. One of the biggest things we're seeing is the increasing reliance on agency staff. In fact, more than 20% of skilled nursing labor hours now come from agency staff. I realize there are facilities where that might be seen as a good thing. And maybe there are other people listening who are at 40% and would love to be at 20%. But I can tell you that for many of our customers, they view agency staffing as kind of a double-edged sword, something that definitely needs moderation. The fact that one out of every 5 hours that's worked is worked by an agency employee rather than your in-house staff can be alarming. It can put strain on the facility both financially and pose challenges in continuity of care. We've spoken to many of our customers who are really able to use some of the robust functionality within Empion to help identify these trends and schedule smarter so they can become less reliant on outside staffing. Industry-wide, this is a trend that is increasing. It's not trending down. I think that to be successful, operators really need to start treating workforce planning like a strategic function, not just a reactive one. Using predictive data, schedulers can be better equipped to anticipate gaps in coverage and be more flexible about internal staffing solutions before going to costly agency partners. Another trend I just want to make sure I point out is a number that surprised me about the average onboarding time. meaning the time to go from accepted offer to clocking in to see residents for, let's say, RNs or LPNs is 10 days. And then I dug into that data a bit more and found the mode. So the number that comes up most commonly is actually 20 days. Both of those numbers are simply too high. The more your facility can condense onboarding, the less likely to have no-show starts and the more relief your recruiting team has. That's a key benchmark when you move to improve retention and speed to productivity. Another interesting trend is hiring cycles. So February and October show statistically abnormal swings well outside of the usual hiring patterns. And again, that creates that volatility that further fuels dependence on temporary labor.
Excellent. And I just wanted to be clear. You said that the report comes out next quarter. So we're talking Q1 2026. So that's something that that our listeners can watch out for.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. You're deeply embedded in skilled nursing and the post-acute space. What key trends and challenges are you seeing as we close out the year? Maybe they're related to the ones that you just said. Maybe not.
Sure. Well, the first one is year-end workforce and payroll pressure. So December is always really busy. It's a time to kind of stress test your workforce management system. This is the time when the organization discovers whether their scheduling and their payroll timekeeping processes are all really integrated or not. During the year, you've got minor issues like, let's say, a missed punch. You've got some manual workarounds, so you can get by. But when you get to year-end reconciliation, tax prep, W-2s, PTO payout, all of that hitting at the same time, that's when the cracks get exposed and it happens really quickly. If the systems are not unified, these issues create major friction right when everything needs to line up perfectly. That's why having a cohesive automated workflow is so critical for homes as they head into 2026, because it's not worth taking the chance with compliance. I would say another item is the fallout from the government shutdown. So we've been tracking that, and it's really interesting. The way I like to describe it is kind of like a highway closure. Everything backed up, and some of the caregivers exited the workforce in frustration. We don't have hard hiring data yet, but what I've heard anecdotally is that turnover increased during the shutdown, and that puts even more pressure on hiring during an already difficult holiday season where providers are contending with seasonal spikes and thinner teams. The way we believe you can combat that, all that volatility, is by using technology as a stabilizer. So when new hires, onboarding, and year-end tasks all converge, you can imagine what it's like to do reconciliation manually or moving data from one system to another to another. It only makes things worse. I really like to contrast that with the kind of reactive work that other facilities can use Empion for. They can catch payroll errors before they happen with a tool we have called PayGuard that audits payrolls before they run and are paid out. The companies can use real-time labor data to predict turnover and plan for seasonal hiring waves, and they can automate rules and pay policies so that there's no surprises come year end.
I'm so glad that you mentioned seasonal hiring because it's so critical. As we record this, it's Thanksgiving week, so we're coming up on Thanksgiving and then, of course, Christmas. And I always think about how in terms of home care, and it has an overlap, of course, with skilled care, anything really in aging, is that people really start to see how their loved ones are doing over the holidays. That's where you see a real increase, just historically speaking, in the need for these services, because suddenly people are seeing, their mother, their father, whomever, over Thanksgiving, over Christmas, and realizing, oh my gosh, the need here is greater than I realized.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's certainly true. It's really a time for homes to shine. Like you said, visitors are, the numbers are going up, and it's a chance for every home to put their best foot forward.
Perfect. I want to throw something at you and see if you have something for this. Do you have any favorite stories, and you can keep them anonymous, but any favorite stories of any providers who really did something smart to set themselves up for 2026?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a client who, it's a real success story for them. They started with only a few facilities, and now I think they're about four times larger. They're multi-state now. Originally, they struggled with fragmented workflows, outsourcing HR and payroll, and reconciling data across all these different tools. Then they switched to Empion, and the improvement was really dramatic over the next 2.5 years. Faster onboarding, payroll processing, fewer corrections, easier PPJ reporting, custom reports. They were able to really identify potential issues before the errors reached the caregivers, and they had this unified workflow. So the leadership shifted from being reactive and fixing their payroll problems to being proactive in planning and cost controlling.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So as we head into 2026, what is your outlook for SNP operators? And do you have any top predictions for the industry?
So one interesting trend that we've been watching is what I'll call the slowdown in facility transactions. So between 2016 and 2022, 1 in 5 facilities in the United States changed ownership. The annual CHOWS, that's the change of ownership number, increased really dramatically in 2023, and then it dropped to pre-2021 levels the following year. That slowdown appears to be continuing into the current year, 2025. A number of those transactions take place in the last few months of the year, so we're going to be looking for those final numbers in Q1. But I believe growth and success in this industry always comes back to the fundamentals of business operations. So a takeaway I would offer is that smart planning always wins. The facilities that are always in reactive mode continue to see their CMS ratings fall and their profit margins shrink. I'll give you a great example. The so-called team reimbursement model launches January 1st. Hospitals are going to get dinged by CMS for readmits that will impact future referrals. So one of the things that our data tells us is that there's those significant hiring swings in February, like I mentioned. The time to plan for that is not mid-February, it's now. So that after New Year's, you can have a hiring plan in place that gives you enough time to onboard and schedule the right care so that your readmits go down and hopefully your referrals go up.
Perfect. And what role will Empion play in helping operators navigate everything that you just described, the slowdown?
Absolutely. I think that smart operators are going to be very opportunistic. Having a tool in place that helps their business scale is the secret weapon. When you know that you're looking for certain opportunities and they're few and further between, making sure your technology stack positions you in a place where you can move quickly, make decisions quickly and confidently, and know that you can add additional facilities at a very easy and turnkey fashion, that gives those operators a leg up in the entire process.
Perfect. And this has been wonderful. Last question for you. What's next for Empion?
One important area that we're going to be focusing on in the coming year is closing what we call the communication loop. I think everyone knows how important it is for directors, managers, and admins to be able to communicate quickly and easily with frontline staff. That's really only half the picture. Getting feedback from employees and caregivers back to management is critical so that they can have a better understanding of what's working, what isn't, and how to fix it. That's why we recently launched a chat feature that's been a boon for scheduling coordinators. Then we went to the next level for HR directors and launched an employee survey tool that's in beta this year. The full launch is coming in Q1 of next year. The best facilities are the ones who take feedback seriously and keep the lines of communication with their CNAs and staff flowing. Empion's really excited to be a part of facilitating that.
Thank you to our guest, Morris Isaacson of Empion, for joining the Rethink podcast from Skilled Nursing News. To hear more episodes, visit skillednursingnews.com/podcast. One more reminder, if you subscribe to the podcast directly through SoundCloud, a change that we've recently made could affect your subscription. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage you to subscribe through a podcast player such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts.